You're holding Daf Hey Yom Beis on a quarter down. The Gemara says Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Cholash. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba became sick. Is all Lagabe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him to Mavaka Cholo. Omalates Rabbi Yochanan said about Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Chaviv Malach Yisurim. Do you love these Yisurim? In other words, like we had before, is this really called Yisurim Shalava that you mekabel miyavo? You accepting it upon yourself? Omalay Rabbi Chiya said back no. I don't want them, I don't want the reward. Even though we had before by Yisurim Shalava, it's a tremendous reward to have. But he felt mashma, he would rather be healthy, instead he could do more avodas Hashem, do more nachas ruach tzachorosh boch, if he'd be healthy. So he said back, lehen v'lo yischoron. Omoles, if Yechon said back, if so, hav liyotcha, give me a hand, yoyev liyodei, so Abchi Barabe gave his hand to Rabbi Yechonon, v'yukmei. Mashma Rabbi Yochanan held on to his hand and son was mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rabbi Yochanan was able to make him well, became healthy again. The other Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan cholesh, Rabbi Yochanan became sick. All the Gabra of Chanina, Rabbi Chanina went to visit him.
Chaviv malecha Yisurim. Hey, Chanina asked Rabbi Yochanan, do you like the Yisurim you have? Because maybe it's called Yisurim Shalava, that's a good thing, you mekabel biyava. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan answered back, Loi hein v'loi skorin. No, I don't want them, too much kantavis, I don't want the skor either. So first the pshat here is, these Yisurim stopped him from learning Torah. So he didn't like it, the fact that he can't learn Torah, like Echra Mahu, Echra Mahu. He would rather learn Torah. Omalei Sabchina said, Abazoi, hav li yodcho, give me your hand. Yoiv le yodeh v'yukme. He gave him his hand and he got up. As he was mishalo for him, our Rebbe Shemais, he gave him his hand and he got better. Well, I think I skipped the Gemara. Here's the one we two lines before that we skipped. The one before that, that before that. The master four was Reb Chiya Bar Abba Cholesh. Reb Chiya Bar Abba got sick. Is there a Lagabi Reb Yechon? Reb Yechon went to back a Chayla. The same thing. Omle Chaviv Malach Yisurim. Do you like the Yisurim? Omle Lahem Blay Sorim. Omle Hav Le Yodcha. You have Le Yodcha V'yukmi. Here the master was Reb Yechon and made Reb Chiya Bar Abba get better. You see, Reb Yechon had this koyach like to give a bracha that he got better. Now the master was Reb Yechon because Reb Yechon got sick. Is there a Lagabi Reb Chanina? Reb Chanina went to back a Chayla him. Omle Chaviv Malach Yisurim. Do you like these Yisurim? No, I don't want them. I don't want the schar, like Rashi before said. Yisurim Shalavar is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it hard for you that you get more schar in Olam Haba. So he said, I don't want it. I'd rather be able to learn Torah and do the mitzvahs the way I am. Omale Hav Liyot, so give me your hand. Yoyev Liyodev Yukme, he got better. Said the Gemara, Amai, look at Rabbi Yechonin now, Shay. How can Rabbi Yechonin couldn't get himself better? As before, Rabbi Yechonin got Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Achiyah Barabbah better. So how come when Rabbi Yechonin got sick, he had to go to another doctor? And the Gemara Amri, Ein Chovish Matarat Smaveh Sasurim. That's the cloud. When you're in prison, you can't take yourself out of prison yourself. There's a cloud by all Gedalim that there's a kayak that everybody has to know he needs somebody else in this world. He can't be a yochid. No matter how great you are, you have to come on to somebody else's help. So by Gedalim is also that way. They have to come on to other people's help also. Even though Rabbi Yechon could help somebody else for himself, he needed somebody else's help. We have a law there, Cholish. Rabbi Lozzi got sick. Rabbi Lozzi got sick. Oil the Gabi Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon went to Baka Choyla. He saw that the Beleza was in the house. It was very dark, a dark house. His gole ledore, Rabbi Yechonin uncovered his like arm. He lifted up his sleeve and he uncovered his arm. The north on the hura and the room got light. It's because of his skin. Rabbi Yechonin was soon see. He was very beautiful. He had a tremendous nice flesh, so it made the room light. Chaz yadevi kabochi Rabbi Beleza. Now Rabbi Yechon was able to see that Rabbi Lezer was crying. Omalei, amai kobochis, Rabbi Yechon asked Rabbi Lezer, how come you're crying? Imishum Torah, the Layefshah says, now that you're sick, you have Yisurim, you can't learn Torah, so that's why you're crying. Shanino, we learned, Echad Hamaba, V'Echad Hamamit, Vavat Shechav Liba L'Shamayim, whether you could, as much as you could, the Yikrus to be Mechav Liba. So if you're an honest now, you're sick, you can't learn, there's nothing to cry about it, you're an honest. V'mishum mezoini, elamai what, you weren't a rich person, you don't have so much mezoinis. Zot loy kolodom zoich l'shtei shechonis. Not everybody is zoich to have two shechonis, to mean to be a big tzaddik, a big talmid chacham like you, and to be rich. Not everybody. So Tzai says, loy kolodom zoich l'shtei shechonis, avol ein ligroi, ein odom zoichem. So kama tzaddikim zoich l'shtei shechonis. There is such a thing that a tzaddik has two shechonis. They're going Rebbe, if they're mean a perek basa, the hurry is. Because Rebbe was a big usher, and he was a big talmid chacham. It just means not everybody is zoche that way. So if you're not rich, what are you crying for? So the marvi mishum b'ni elamai kashiri ablezer. Don't have any children. So Yechon took out and said, din garma yatsiroi bir. Don't cry, here is the bone of my 10th kid, like we had before. Rabbi Yechon had 10 boys, and they were all niftar, and he had to bury them all. And the 10th one, he carried around this little bone, Tochos Mikasairam, to Menachem Avowitz. So Vaitiv, so the kasher is, why was Rabbi Lezer crying? Omelech, Rabbi Lezer answered back, you know why I'm crying? Lahai Shufra, his beautiful flesh, I mean, you Rabbi Yechon, you're so beautiful, the bali biafra, it's going to come a time that you're going to be made, and they're going to have to bury you, and this beautiful body that you have is going to have to be buried in the ground. That's why I'm crying. Kavachina. That's why I'm crying. Omelech, Rabbi Yechon answered back, Aldo, if that's the reason why you're crying, Vati kavachis, it's a good reason to cry. Obochis tavayu, and they both started to cry. Rabbi Yechon also started to cry. So the Mashiach's Mazma, what's the Indian here? What they cry about Rabbi Yechon and Shufra? So he says, the Gemara in Bavasra says that Rabbi Yechon was the last one that Shufra the Yerushalayim. So in the Churban Abayis, they said the Yerushalayim was beautiful. Zayda Yerushalayim after Mokim, and Zayda people that were also beautiful. Rabbi Yechon was the last one left over from the Churban to Yerushalayim. So Melo, when his body is going to be destroyed, like be Nifter, it's the end of its Kufa of the Shufra from Yerushalayim. So that's what they're crying about. As long as Yechon was alive, there's still some remembrance of the Valtik, how nice it was in Yerushalayim. B'shas had the base of Migdish. So now Shufra's going to be Bola, they start to cry. So the Marad HaHokha V'yachi Yomalei, after this, if Yechon asked your blessing, Chaviv Malecha Yisurim, do you like these Yisurim you have? Yomalei also, Lehem B'lei Scharet, no, it's not called Yisurim Shalav, I don't want them. Yomalei Havli Yosef, give me your hand, Yoyev L'yodev Yukme, he made him better. It's not a Maisa. That they were Mispala, Poshka Zatfila, and he made him better. Trashi Mishum Mizunis Trashi Shayna Khosha, you're a blessed, you're not a Noshir. Al Do Vadi Kobochis, Al Ze Vada Yeshta Kolifchis. That's a good reason to cry. So tomorrow, Rafuna Tkifulei Arba Meya Doni de Chamra. Hey, Rabuna had a lot of barrels of wine, 400 barrels of wine, and they all turned sour into vinegar. So Oyla Gabe Rabbi Yehuda went to him, Achvod Rav Solo, the brother of Rav Solo, Chasida, the Rabbonin and the Rabbonin also. The Amrilah, some say, no, different people went to Rav Huna. Rav Ada Barava, the Rabbonin. The Amrilah, and they told Rav Huna, Lion Mar B'milei. Means, B'mafash fresh when you maisef. Look like we had before. This is Yisurim. You had so many 400 barrels of wine, and all of a sudden they turned sour. That's Yisurim. The Gemara before said, Yafash fresh when maisef. Look in, Mistam, you're doing some chet that this Einish happened for. They told him, lie in my middle, look into what you're doing. Omalu, Sir Huni answered them back, Omicha Shidno of Yenaichu? Are you chashid me that I did an avar, I did a chet? What kind of right do you have to be chashid me? Omrulay, they answered him back, Michashid Kuchabrichu? Are we chashid the Abishtah? Do you have a dina below dina? That the Abish should do something without a reason? Because if the Abish gave you such an Einish, Mistamba, you did such a chet. Let's say this is called Yisurim Shalava. Vaitas of Pshat is the Chum knew he did something wrong, like we'll soon see. So they knew he did something wrong, so they came to, in a nice way to say, I do tshuva. So Omalahu Shavuna said, Eika man, the Shmi Olai Milsa, if anybody heard and knows I did something bad, Lema, tell me. His Omalahu Shavuna, Chum Taka told him, Hochi Shmila, this is what we heard about you. To La Yoyiv Ma Shavishali Arisei. An arit is an orit that somebody that works on your property, and he gets usually one third or one quarter of what comes out. If you're working on grapes, so one third of the grapes go to the orit. He's the worker. So we heard that you did not pay him. Lo yoyiv ma shavisha. Rashi, shavisha is a Rashi. Rashi chelkai bizmoiris hagefen. In the twigs of the vine, you didn't give him his share. When you cut, b'shas, you cut down the grapes. Just like you have to give him a share in the wine or in the grapes itself, the same thing in the twigs, in the wine itself, you have to give him also. That's what this kind of makes. In the wine itself, it's the wood part of it, you also have to give your oris part. And you didn't give it, that's your chet. So Amalu, he answered back to Huna, you know why I didn't give him? Mika Shavik Li Midi Minei. He's a big honest. He stole from me so many grapes that he owes me $100. Because I didn't give him back this little wood, this twig that's worth $10. It's not a chet. He owes me $100 for all that he stole from me already. The drashim mishavik li midi minay v'chi eni choshed denechem shugainavli. He steals from me. Har b'yaisim michelkei. Much, much more than I owe him. I owe him $10 worth. And he stole from me already $100 worth. So that's why I'm not paying him up. So l'chura, this is a svara. For an over in his dinu l'nafshe, it's such a din of baba kam like that. The halacha is, if somebody steals something from you, you're allowed to go into his reshus and chop it back. But the male is called over in his dinu l'nafshe, even though you don't go to bezdin, you don't have a psak din. But if somebody does something to you that's bora kechama, you're allowed to take it back. You're allowed to take it back. So Rav Huna Tak helped me sign a din. He's allowed to do this. I don't have to pay the oriz his extra $10. Because he stole from me much, much more. What? What's on say? So if tomorrow, Nikoshavik limidi minei, hokagonev leikulei, he steals from me much, much more, a lot. Omrulei, so I come and answer back to him, hainu diyamri inch, this is what people say. Bosa ganva gonov. That if, because one person steals, you also steal. So Drashi, bosa ganva gonov. Hagonev minaganev, you are stealing from the ganev. Afu toim tam geneva. It's good for you being toim tam the geneva. So, medal that at a time you're doing shleikidin. So, the Mordechai boys in this Gemara that is such a locha over in your dinu l'nafshe that only means if somebody stole the chepetz from you, you're allowed to take that chepetz back. That's all. Mashenke is something else you can't take back from him. That already has to go to Benzin. So, mainly here, what are you taking back from the Oris? You're not taking back the things he stole from you. Just something you owe him now you don't want to give him. So for that, there's no halach of it in the Dila Nafshe. The second, now that I keep it for yourself, you have to go to Bezdin. So that was the chet that he did. The time of toim, like you're tasting a tam of Geneva. So Amalhu, Rav Huna was Makabal. He said to them, Kabul no lie. I'm asking to what you're saying. I did wrong. And I'll pay him now what I owe him. The Yoyev lay. I'll give him as much as I owe him. Zika the army, some say, Hoda, Chola, Vevi, Chamra. All his wine that came sour to vinegar now changed back into wine. Mamish that he threw him was just to show him he did something wrong. Now that he did tshuva, it turned back into wine. Vika diyamri, no, that was too big of a nest. No aika chola, itaki remained vinegar. But the price of vinegar went up, the yizdavim bit made the chamra. And he was able to sell it right now for the same price he would have got for his chamra. Says mamish a good mashla when he threw him. I say for the oil sign, there used to be Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael. A Novi was somebody who would tell us what we did wrong. We did Chatoim, he'll come and tell us. As long as that, we have no Nevi'im. Who tells us what we do things wrong? He says, that's Yisurim. Yisurim are Nevi'im, as long as there. When you get Yisurim, something wrong. Like this Maisa. He got a Yisurim here, so he had to tell him something was doing wrong. And when he did Shuvah, it went away. Right, Tanya Abed Ben Yaminoimir. Our character. Here it says very mythic thing. When I show his daven right in front of my bed, we'll soon see what that means. Maskana means as soon as he got up in the morning, the first thing he did, he went to daven. He didn't do anything else. The Yal Mitosti in my bed should say Nisuna Bein Sofen Adorim. It should be between Sofen and Dorim, and not between Mizrach Amar. Now, what are these two things we mazda? Our philosophy should tell Lifnei Mitosti, I should daven right in front of my mito. My Lifnei Mitosti, what does it mean in front of your mito? Ilema Lifnei Mitosti, Mamish, he daven in front of his bed. I have Omer of Yud, Omer Rav, the Tamer of Yeshua ben Levi. Minayin lemispalo shlo yehei dover choytis benoy lebein hakir. When you daven Shemon Esrei, you're supposed to daven right in front of the wall. There should be no hefzik between you and the wall. Shenem, the Apostle says, Nishayo, vayisav chizkiyo ponev el hakir, vayispalo. He put his face right in front of the kir and he daven. So mainly here, the bed will be a mechitza in between. So tomorrow, late time with name mitos, it doesn't mean he davened in front of his bed. Ele'ema somachli mitosai, right after I got up. That's what it means. So Rashi says, somachli mitosai, ko yomai nizharti shleilaseis melocha, in Echidish and Rashi, vishleilaseis v'teira kishomarati mitosai, asheku krishma v'yisalo. It's the first thing when he did when he got up out of bed, was he went to say krishma and he davened. And then he did whatever he had to do. And Rashi's Kiddush is even learning Torah. And Rashi's Kiddush is that a Yochid, you shouldn't go to learn before you daven. The first thing you should do is to daven. Please, dings of Rashi. Halacha, we hold you allowed to learn before davening. Rashi holds he was makbid mamish not even to learn, but to go right to daven. So this halacha of a chatzitza That's one of the nyanim to have a mizrach vant. Why the chshuvim daven by mizrach vant is they want to daven in front of the wall. But Allah gets brought down that if you have a double kavua, like these benches or tables and a kavua in the Beis HaKnesses, that's not called a chatitza. That's also called lefnei hakir. And then otherwise not possible by everybody davening in front of the kir. And some of us learn that the mile of a mitrasa was double mishuna. He had like a colorful bed. So to have something colorful in front of you, that stops your kavana. But what's normal in the shul is always there, that doesn't stay your kavana, that's also called the fnei hakir. Perhaps not to mean that somebody comes to shul with a red coat, or you have a raincoat, a red lining, you want to throw it down in front of you over the chair, could be that you shouldn't do. Because the guy in back of you is going to distract him. That's what we call like a dove machinery, there, a colorful thing, it'll distract his tefillah. That's not called davening in front of the kir. But chairs and tables that you're always used to, that's in the table, that's brought down, that's like a chelik of the shul. That's also called davening in front of the wall.
A chair is also kavur, then.
A chair is also kavur, right, yeah. But Hashem just brought down that there's a machmer, whoever wants to be machmer, there's an Indian to daven mamish right in front of the wall. That's usually how you get mizrach vant, that the chshuvim have sit up front, they want to be machmer to be able to turn around and daven in front of the wall. That's one Indian. But the other, wherever you sit in shul is also alright. Alright. Right, so the Yalmitot is in the Sunnah Bein Sof on the Dorim, that with Makfir's bed should be between north and south. The Yomar Rab Chom of Rabbi Chanina, Yomar Rab Yitzchok, call Hanoisin Mitosai Bein Sof on the Dorim. You put your bed in between north and south, Heavenly Bonim's Korm, you'll be Zoycha to have voice. Shinema Utsvuncho Tamale Bidnam Yispu Bonim. Rab Nachman of Yitzchok Omar, Af Ein Ishtam Apelis, Nefolim. She won't be Mapo, your wife. Siv Hocho Utsvuncho Tamale Bidnam. She had twins and it was full. She wasn't mapla, she didn't have a miscarriage. So what looked at Rashi? Soften the dorm that Rashi, Roisho Magalatiha, Hezelet Soften, the head should be north side, Vizeladorim. Venirabain as a Rashi, what's the Hezver? Shashchina, the Abishter is the Mizrach. Oi Bimarim. The Fikach Noch in the host of Derek Tash, Mr. Ruchos Acheris. So the Shash Tashman you have with your wife, you should try not to be between Mizrach and Marav where the Shechinah is. Now this halacha, Lamaisa the Taz says, is only a Zihiris or Churmadik halacha. As about, we always have, usually Tashmish is in a room, and you have a Mechitza, you have a wall, so the Mechitza is Masi, just like the halacha was related by the Beis Akitze. If you have to make outside in the fields, also you shouldn't make between Mizrach and Marav because the Shechinah is there. But if you have a wall, a mastic, like in a room, then it's mutter any place it is. So therefore, mikra din also, we have our bedroom, we have walls around us, so really there's no hakpodim mitzad hadin, which way the bed should be. That's why the talach is not really brought down. But it's only a chumra if you want to be a machmer as the hiris. That's what the Taz brings down. Others say is that in Zohar, Zem Achulik and Bavli, Zohar says fakir, the bed should be between Mizrach and Marav. And good, the Gra has a sheet to say that there's no stira. But call upon him, whichever way you put your bed, there's a sheet, that's the way it should be. That's why it's also not such a bother which way to do it. Because you can always find some sheet that holds like you. But usually the Olam is not that marked on this.
Much, but this is talking about somebody who's about to marry.
Right, right. That's where Toys learns. Toys learns, called bottom Toys is. Right. Two people come to Davin from Marav. They call them Echod Mehem Lispal, and one finishes davening first. The Lord him to Meschaver doesn't wait for his chaver. The Yotza, he goes out. So Mela now with chaver left over alone in Shul and Shaitan, he can't have too much kavana davening by himself. He is perfectly to be lost upon him. In Shemayim, they tear up your davening. Shenema, Terif Nafshe Ba'apoi. You're ripping off a nefesh means tefillah. Halaman chote yosev oris, because you left somebody alone. V'lo yoyd ele shegurim l'shchinah shetestalik miyisrael. Yegurim shchinah should go away from Klal Yisrael. Shenema v'yatek tzur mimkoymoy. V'yein tzur el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema tzur yilot choteshi. So if this midah k'neged midah, your chaver is davening, and because you're leaving early, he can't have kavanah, so you're ruining his kavanah tefillah. Therefore, in Shemayim, they rip up your tefillah also. Rashi, Torif nafshei bapoi, l'cho oimer, l'cho omar, it goes to you, asheg ramte l'cho litvav et nafshecho befanecho, umahi ha-nefesh zu tefillah, k'moshinema v'yeshpach et nafshe l'fnei Hashem, Real tefillah means you're supposed to talk from your heart. You're like throwing your nefesh in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if you stop this person from davening the kavana, the midik nega midra, they take your tefillah and rip it up. Halaman chata zavaretz v'chisavar yisa shebeshvilcha shiyotza tistalak hashkinu v'yotza v'skavercha mespallu l'ponim. It's because you're leaving your chavim, so he can't have kavana. It's like the shkin is going away from him in front of his davening. So the more of him to light, but let's say you wait for your chaver, maschar, what's the schar? On Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina, zaychel lebirchas halolu, yzaychel talad abroches. Shenemar, lul hikshafti lemitzvois tavi, kenor shlamecha, betekoskov gali ayam, vikachel zracha, betasoy meyecha. You have a lot of broches, you have good children, you'll have a lot of broches. Shrashi lul hikshafti, loshem amtoni. But if you wait for your chaver, then the mitzvoy say, v'shvil mitzvoy say, asher tzivisi ligmo chesed. If out of an inyan to be goymo chasodim, so if you do this goymo chesed, you let the other person daven, you'll have a lot of brochus. So Tav Taisa says, pirush Rabbeinu Tam, d'zveh hoi elehem, v'botik and yisir shalehem, shoye basodeh, v'lokach b'layla yesh lamtim. Because even though our Gemara is mash mistam every tefillah, it's only because then it used to be in the fields. So you're afraid to be alone, you can't have kavanah. But it could be today, in the middle of the day, we're davening shul, you're not afraid to stay to yourself, you wouldn't have this inyan. But by Mara, the Tzayis Balayla, then anybody's afraid to stay yourself, so then you should wait for him. For Riho, your machet filosai, the Ri used to make sure he davened very, very long. He used to wait till he finished davening last, today that everybody else should finish before him. That he was a machmir, the Ri. If anybody came to daven Marav late, he could look into a sefer until he finished davening. V'noyer lahachmir aflonu. So praise is a nice thing to do. Like it's called gemilas chasodim, doing somebody chesed, if you wait for him until he finishes davening. Right, the Tanya, Ada bin Yamin Oimer. Il molay nitnu rishus layin lirois. If we would have rishus with our eyes to be able to see all the mazikim that's around us, and kober yechol lama b'pnei mazikim, we couldn't take it. If there were so many mazikim in front of our eyes, we would go crazy. So it's not much of the chesed of Hashem that we can't see the mazikim. Omer Abaya, inu nefishi minon, they're much, much more than us. V'kai miyalon, ki kistla liugya. They're right around us like a rim around the hole. That's how they're mamish surrounding us. So Rashi says, ki kistla liugya, ki shuros chafira. If you have a shura, you dig in, when you want to plant something, you make a shura of digging down. Hamakefes ugya, that the rim goes around it. Shoysim tachas l'gafan, to make under the grapes. Moshishinu n'umar moikotin. And noysim ugyas l'gafanim, you can't make the rims around the ditch, the line for the grapes. L'asim shomayim l'hashka tagefim. You kiss with Rashi, you tell him, shomana a row, where you plow with, where you seed with. Hamakefes, that goes around, saviv, estal hugya. That goes around like the rim that goes around and around it. The agefin, the tuya betel. And inside, in the hole itself, that's where you plant the gefin, the grapes. And around it is this rim, reish nedorim. So the mazikim are all around us. Omer alpune, kol chad v'chad minon, every one of us. Alpha, Mismerna, we have 1,000 mazikim on our left side, or Revosim Yemina, 10,000 on our right side. That's what we had before. What?
What's the difference?
I don't know. But that's what we had before. When you say Krishma, you have a cherub which takes a piyos, and it has like a knife on two sides of it to take care of the mazikim on the right side and the left side. Omar Rova, Hai Duchtiot, Heavy Bekalom, Minayu Heavy. When you come to Shir, it feels very, very crowded. You should know it's not Yechava pushing you, it's the Mazikya pushing you. So Drashi, Haidukhya Devi Bekala. Drashi, Pomim, Shev Nayodim Yoshim Revochim. You're sitting in Shir, Mamish, two seats empty between you and the next one. V'yayim HaShabi Shabur L'Shmoyah Drosha. V'doyim Olem K'yoshim L'chukim. And it feels all squashed there. You know what's squashed? The Mazikya are squashing you. V'aytahani Birki D'Shaloyi Minayu. Drashi Birkul Shloim means Breichim Ayefim. If you have a weak or tired out Breichim, your knees are tired because they're bound, they're pushing you there. They're pushing your knees. Hani Mani the Rabban and the Boli. If your clothing gets worn out, you have holes in your clothing, Mechushi the Tul, because they're pushing you, they're rubbing against you. That's how come your clothing got so worn out. Drashi Mani the Rabban and the Boli. Digdei Atamidim. Shebolim. Maher. It gets used up very fast. They name him b'nei malacha, shivla b'gdayim. They're not working. They're in yeshiva learning. How come their clothing gets ruined? Because the mazikim are there.
Not so much, no. They say the Goyim were mevatel the mazikim, a lot of them. We don't have them too much. Hanikarya de menakfin, if you have your knees that bang into one another, is also menayu heavy, it's from then. So the more man de boy le medelu, if you want to be able to know, to see it's like a true, they're all around you, if the answer is lazy kitten on healy, take some fresh ishes, the nahadir aparaya, put it around your bed at night. But it's half in the morning when you wake up, chazya kikarya tanagula. You'll see on footsteps, like a chicken footsteps around you. The shot is those with the mazikin dancing around there. That's how you know it's true, they're around you. If you want to see the mazikin, what's the eitzah? Leisi shaliyotza de shunra. Take a shuri that the placenta of a cat. Uchmisa bas uchmisa. That the mother was black and this is black. Buchrisa bas buchrisa. They're both the first one that was born. Take this type of a shalisa, this type of a placenta from a cat. Shrashi shalisa, the shinrashi shaliyotza, a havlad. Shalchos nekeva. No, not the placenta, the vlad itself. Take the Buchrus Adrashi Abchor Relima. This is the first one to its mother. Bas Buchrata. V'yaf Ima Hoysa Bechora. Even the mother cat was also the first one from her mother. V'liklaya Benura. Burn it. V'lishkayu. And take the ashes of it. V'limle Einai Minayu. Put it into your eyes. Put these ashes into your eyes. And that's the way you'll see the mazikim. V'chazalhu. And you'll see them. But right away, v'lishtayel begun v'tepazla, put it into a metal jar, put it in. V'lechas me begushvata v'tepazla, and also seal it with a metal seal. V'aldil maganvi minei, you know the mazikim are big enough, they'll come and steal it from you. So if you want, what?
Steal what?
They'll steal this ashes that you have, this magic here. They'll steal it from you. V'lach tem pume ki hechad l'litke, and also close the cover of the pume, the opening of it, that it shouldn't be mazik you, the mazikim. Mora bibi bar abaya over hoch, he tried this out, he put it into his eyes. Chozia, he saw the mazikim, over the yiskun behu, over the yiskun. He got hezik, they got into him, they started to give him sorrows. Boy rabbi rachim yalevi, he said, I bought him a mispalo for him and he got better. The Chor Lima from this is, don't try it out. It's not good to try it out. You have to be careful. But like you're saying, this man is there, I don't think this is no gay. This man is there, the mazikim, they were mavatel them already, all these rope of them, and we don't have this. By the Tanya, Abba bin Yom Noimer, Ein Tfilu Shalodim Nishmas El Bebeis HaKnes. It's a place, the Davin is in Shul. Shenema Lishmoy El Arina Vela Tfilu. So Rina means Saint Barabim, Saint Shvachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we dash in B'mokim Rina. He's in a basic nest where it's mocking the yuchid to say that the serena to daven to Hashem sham teit tefillah. That's where you should daven. And the nafkamina is even if you have to daven be yechidus and at the time where there won't be a minion, there's still an inyan to daven in shul if you could rather than davening at home, because the mocking rina, the tefillah is more nishmas. Trashi be mocking rina. Trashi be basic nest is shasham oimri matziba shiras v'shesbachos ben imas kol aru. The daven nice in a sweet voice. But it's an inyan to daven with Hashem, use out your nice voice, daven nicely. So that's a mokim tefillah. Omer Ravin bar Rav Ada, Omer Rav Yitzchok. Minayin shakodesh baruch hu mitzuyah beis hakness, terno akodesh baruch hu comes to shul also. Shenemo lakim nitzah v'yadas keel. Akodesh baruch hu was there, v'yadas keel, the trashi, the beis moyit shaloi, which means the beis hakness. That's a mokim yuchus v'akodesh baruch hu, and he's there. When you have 10 people davening, the Shekhinah is there, and we'll soon see later, the Shekhinah even comes before we come. The Akash Baruch Hu was standing there. Trashi Menayin Lasorah, he's Eidah Kruya Basorah, and Eidah is always called 10. Shenema Ad Moser Leidah Ruah Zois. You have the call of Yeshua, without call of Yeshua, there were 12 Meraglim, and without call of Yeshua, there was 10. So Eidah is always called 10. They're not learning Torah. They're still passing the shaila a bezdin. You have three of them. Sheshchini, Moir, the Sheshchini is there also. Shenema b'kerav olakim yishpoit. Now when you're making a yishpoit, the mishpoit, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is there also. If you have two people learning together, the Shekhin is there. Shenema oz nidbru yirei Hashem ish ariyehu v'yak shev Hashem. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu is there listening. You have two people talking and learning. Yeah, Hashem is listening. My fet gemar l'choy shvei shemoy. What does the potter say l'choy shvei shemoy? They only have machshava about it. Rav Ashi, the chiddush is chishev adam lasas mitzvah.
A person has a good machshava, he wants to do a mitzvah, v'nenes, an oynes happens, he can't do the mitzvah, v'lo yosa, is malon v'kosa kilu osa. Still the Eibush should give you schar tov as if he did the mitzvah. Mashenken, if you have machshava do a chet, the Eibush doesn't count as if you did the chet. It's only at midas rachmi, if you have machshava to do a mitzvah, it's as if you did the mitzvah. Uminayin shafilu echot sheyesh v'esek v'teru v'shechina imay. Even one person learning Torah with the Shechina is there. Shenemar b'chol ha'mokim asher asti reshmi. Any place you mention my name, Ovei Alecha v'rachticha. I will come and give you bracha mashmur, I am there. So Mashal learns pshat, b'chol mokim asher asti reshmi, I mention my name as a pshat. Tamazay, you're not allowed to mention Hashem's name. It's a Hashem levatol, you can't say. No, while you're learning, then you're allowed to say Hashem's name. So if you have Hashem in Torah or in the Gemara, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. That's the right, we're talking about learning Torah. His v'chomokim asher asbishmi means you have a heter to say Hashem's name, I'll come there and give you a bracha.
Another pshat could be the way the Ramban says in Chumash, in the Akdoma, that really the whole Torah Shabbat is different serufim of Shemus of Hashem, to all really called the name of Hashem. The other v'chomokim asher v'chomokim asher asbishmi, when you mention Hashem's name, means by learning Torah, because bracha will give you back a bracha. That's also a pshat. Later we'll see, we learn our Birchat Torah from the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekro, of a greater locale of the same shot, by calling out Hashem's name, means saying the Torah Shabbat, that's different to Rufa Makarosh Baruch Hu, that's called calling out Hashem's name. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.